Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. every Monday. We do the Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip is here with us as always. I'm pleased. We've done this for 20 plus years, and anytime I can find a category we've never done, especially a decent one, I get excited. And so today I thought of the best villain from a kid's movie or a cartoon.
Yeah, because we've done best villains.
Yes.
And so, but
so we've had a few smatterings.
Different. Yeah,
yes.
I mean, there's not too many mass murderers,
right?
In a kiss, but right. Still, there's some pretty bad people. Yes,
yes, yeah. Yes. So I like this one.
Yeah,
this was fun. You want to lead it off?
I just heard you say, does it have to be a movie?
It can be a cartoon.
Okay,
yeah, it can be
my
a cartoon.
My first one, then.
Okay.
Yosemite Sam.
No,
my favorite by far.
Dude, I have Bugs, Wiley, and Roadrunner written down because I wanted someone from the Looney Tunes universe. It's Sam.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of Sam.
Yeah. It's great.
And one of the greatest characters of all time.
He's the rudest, toothiest ever, man.
When he shoots his guns and comes off the ground.
You just feel for him.
Exactly.
He's so mean and ornery, but you just like.
Yeah, he just gets blown up a million ways. And that's great.
That's a good one. Andrew.
Planktown.
Oh, damn you.
Yeah.
That was my.
Why
that's the one I was going to get
so
all
weird.
The credit for.
That's what Plankton
for.
Would say.
Oh, I say, why did you say it so weird?
Yeah, I was going to say, I couldn't even understand.
Like, what's Planktown?
Wheels.
Had me. All right, I'm not. You guys can veto this if you want, but I'm gonna call Eric Cartman a villain.
Yeah.
I think perfect. He is the troublemaker. Mm-hmm. He is the guy that gets all the other kids in trouble, and he's
if
hilarious.
You say
he
that,
is the villain.
That the show has a villain. He's
because they have different ones, it. Right? You have Mecha Streisand, like different things like that. But
I
think Cartman's the villain.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Rach
should have said this at the beginning of the segment, but Weber's World is brought to you by Weber Chevrolet, WeberChevrolet.com. And my first pick is Scar from The Lion King.
I had that too.
I had that one.
Now the reason we're doing this is I had something in my show prep. He was named the number one villain of all time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, I did not see that.
Yes.
I thought to myself, what Disney villain? Because there's a lot of Disney protagonists that lose a parent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. All of them.
But most of them, the villain doesn't kill them. It's like Bambi's mom, some random hunter, whatever, you know. But Scar, as the bad guy, actually does kill Mufasa. And so to me, that was among the worst, if not the worst.
I don't need a kid in my life to watch The Lion King, but it would make it easier. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen it since the kids were little, and it's such a great movie.
Oh, it's one of my favorite movies.
Andrew, I will see your Plankton, and I will raise you a Patrick Star.
I thought about Patrick, too.
I think Patrick is the true villain. Yeah.
All right, so I've always been confused by this. Why is he the villain?
Well, Plankton's just trying to get ahead.
He's
just trying to get...
He's a schemer.
Yeah, the chum bucket off the ground.
Could be any of us.
Patrick is just a 100% terrible person who's always affecting everyone, especially SpongeBob, negatively, and
he
couldn't be more clueless.
Selfish. I thought that
he's
was
rude.
He's just dumb.
No.
Well, villains
not,
can be dumb.
It's beyond dumb. He's selfish. He's rude. Rachel's rolling her eyes because she's heard this before. He's selfish. He's rude.
I've awakened a giant.
He has no respect for his friend SpongeBob, who is an angel, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
I fully support them.
Back to Skip.
I'm going to go with one that scared me when I was little. And now I look at it and I still get, man, what a creepy thing this is. Okay, so Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the Child Catcher.
Yes! Horrific!
Oh my gosh, what a horrible dude.
I wonder, because like all the Sid and Marty Krofft shows, you know, H.R. Puff and stuff, they were all stoned.
Yeah.
Now we know that. You wonder what was going on with that.
Yeah.
Like, what was going on with Disney? Because they just wrote some terrible...
Well, that was not Disney, though.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
That
was Ian Fleming.
Yeah.
Wrote
I didn't know that.
From James Bond. He wrote all the James Bond, plus he wrote Chitty Chitty
I
Bang
didn't
Bang.
Know that.
But they still... The movie is still pretty...
Yes. The Child Catcher.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? When you were a kid?
Yes. And the Child Catcher part is about the only part I remember.
Yeah.
It made a huge impression.
Right. Andrew.
Cruella de Vil.
Oh, good one.
You're taking my whole list.
Another great
so
Disney
mean
one,
with those puppies.
Oh, you just hated her so much.
Leave the puppies alone.
So well done, though.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not an actress, but
she deserved an Oscar.
Are we doing animated or anything?
Animated.
All right.
He never prepares.
Oh, my God. I told you about this.
He never prepares.
I got the answer.
5 hours ago, I told you about this.
Hey, not animated.
I got an answer.
It could be anything.
You don't even have the question.
It's just got to be kids.
Well, I had two choices. I was going to go either with.
It could be kids.
I was going to go Scott Farkas, but that's not possible, so I'm going with the Heat Miser. I got to get a redhead in here representing me at some point.
Scott Farkas is legit. It could be non-animated.
Yes.
It's got to be kids.
Which would you like to do?
So whichever one you want to do.
I said kids movie or cartoon. That's what I said.
Okay, well then, why did you guys just give me crap when I asked?
No, I was. I was on your side.
Because you never prepare.
No, but everything else was animated.
Because you're making this up on the fly, and it was. I told you about it 5 hours ago.
Andrew, you think this takes research?
Yes.
Yes.
It would be nice if it did. It would be great if it did. It would be so nice for everyone if it did take a little bit of research on your part.
If we walked in.
For cartoon villains?
Yes. If we walked in and said, hey, Wheels, you're like, I'm sorry, I'm working on the Sweet 16 right now.
So are we doing Scott or Heath?
Let's go Scott Farkas.
Okay.
I'm going to have to smack some other people.
But he's
around.
Not a cartoon.
I'm going to say Jafar from Aladdin. He was mean.
And kind of sexy. A
little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit.
I wasn't going to say it, but.
What?
Just a little bit.
Everyone in that movie is kind of sexy.
Yeah, it's the sexiest.
And
Disney
I'm the weird one here.
The genie especially?
Yeah, these cartoons are really
especially,
hot.
Especially the carpet.
Yeah.
I don't get your statement about everybody being sexy.
That freaking bird? Yeah, come on. Get out of here.
They're cartoons,
a lot of flesh
man.
Being shown in a lot. Like,
Iago?
Aladdin's got the vest. Jasmine's got the, like, tummy showing.
Any thoughts about when Bugs Bunny dressed up like a girl?
Oh, I have some.
I have a lot of thoughts about that.
Both him and, here's the bad one, when Herman Munster played his female cousin, I was like, well. Welcome to 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Mr. Herman, I wasn't familiar with your game.
Herman Munster.
Her name was Marilyn Munster.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
No. Marilyn
human.
was the
human. Daughter, right?
She was the human.
Okay. Oh, then AI overview is always wrong.
Yeah. Always wrong.
No, Herman 100%. Would dress up in drag.
It's like Hermine or something like that. It's
they didn't try hard.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Jethro in the Beverly Hillbillies. The same thing. Jethrine was his cousin, his twin sister.
I forgot
sister,
about that.
Same exact thing.
Funny. Is it my turn?
Yes.
I will go with Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's up against a good one.
Good. Yay. Burns. How we doing?
We need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Ooh, okay. Skip.
Wait, that means somebody. Did you do another one? Who didn't? If we have 6 left.
Oh, boy, you're doing math.
Well, we've done 6. Wait.
No, we've done.
We've done 10.
We've done
10, so we got 6 left, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it works.
So here's one. And I guess the debate would be, is this a kid's movie or not? But this is, I watched it as a kid.
Okay.
That's where I saw it. So I'm going to go with Julie Newmar's Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
Dave's like, now I have thoughts.
I mean.
You know, I mean, it wasn't necessarily for kids, but it became
that was
a kid.
It was for this kid.
Yeah, me too. It was. It became a kid's show because it was syndicated in the afternoons.
I think so.
Yeah.
Imagine if Herman Munster dressed like Catwoman.
Best villain.
By far.
Oh, yeah.
The best everything.
Yeah, exactly.
That outfit in 1966.
Crazy, isn't it?
They were very sex positive in the 60s.
Oh, my God.
Your parents were still teaching you all the P's and Q's, but, like, they were freaking.
I mean, you've seen the Anne Margaret movies.
Yes, I have. They're right up there with the Herman Munster.
Is she a villain in any of them?
We apologize, Rach.
It's okay. Hey, I brought up the sexy Jafar to kick this all
that's
off.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point.
You're right. And Andrew, as usual, everyone in that film is sexy.
That movie's hot.
Everyone in this kid's
he's
cartoon.
Not wrong.
Yeah, I didn't make him.
When Jafar played that old guy that led Aladdin out of the prison, man, I couldn't take my eyes off that guy.
Now you're getting it.
Even Jasmine's dad was like, kind of.
No.
A little bit.
He was a sweetie. All right, it's Andrew's turn.
Yeah, this should be good.
How about Randall from Monsters, Inc.?
Okay.
Was
that Buscemi?
Mm-hmm, that is Buscemi.
Yeah.
I like that.
There's a little purple snake monster guy. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I watch that movie like every year.
That's good. Wheels.
The Oogie Boogie.
Yeah.
What's from, he from?
Nightmare Before Christmas. That's good, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
He stole Santa Claus.
Think how good you could be if you tried. If you prepared.
If you put some,
I did!
No, you got that Google search open right there.
Yeah, in case somebody steals the ones I had. I picked three. I don't do nine because I know I'm only going to get three. And I actually had four, and I was trying to decide which one was legal.
I literally have nine.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Captain Hook.
Oh, great one.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
It's really good. I'm kind of Tap City. The only one I had left was Skeletor, and that's even too nerdy for me.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Skeletor's good.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
It's probably the best one so far.
I had the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, good one.
Oh,
damn, she's a bad guy, though?
Well, some movies would suggest otherwise.
She's a Wicked Witch of the West.
I'm just saying, there are people that say that she's not the bad guy, that Glenda was the bad guy.
Have you guys not seen Wicked Part 1?
I actually have.
That's,
I have not.
I liked it.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was pretty good. You guys should watch it.
When it was written, normally, she was the villain before we decided
that's
to
true.
Make all the villains sympathetic.
It's pretty villainous, though, for Glenda the Good Witch, who could have sent Dorothy home at any point to make her go through all that. At the end,
it's like,
by the way, you could just click your heels and you'd be out of here.
Yeah,
well, you do know
have...
that it was all a dream, don't you?
What?
You ready?
You just ruined me.
Sweet 16 of the best villain from a kid's movie or cartoon, Yosemite Sam versus Jafar, the sexy one.
I have
Show
to
me
think
how sexy Jafar.
Yosemite Sam is significantly sexier than Jafar.
So which, Yosemite. Jafar and who?
Yosemite Sam.
Oh, it's Sam.
They both have their qualities, believe me, but I'm going to have to go Jafar.
I'm going Sam.
Sam.
Did you go Sam?
I did.
Okay.
Rootness,
take it
tootness,
easy.
Rootness, tootness.
Plankton, versus Mr. Burns.
Yikes.
That's great.
Give me Mr. Burns.
I think I got to go. Well, is he? Yeah, he's a jerk.
He doesn't, he's been introduced to his employee, Homer Simpson, 8,000 times, and he still says, who's that chap over there?
I got to go
Simpson,
Burns.
Eh?
Yeah.
He still doesn't remember. Still doesn't even remember.
Burns may be a supervillain.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. What are the votes?
It's been Burns.
Burns.
Eric Cartman versus Catwoman.
Catwoman.
I'm going to say Cartman.
Have you ever seen Julie Newmar as Catwoman?
I'm not 100% certain.
You should Google that.
Then the answer is no. That's like saying no.
You would remember her.
I voted for Cartman.
Cartman. Catwoman.
Cartman.
It's you.
Oh, no. I got to go with Cartman. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. No,
that's all right.
It's all right.
I don't want to ruin the fantasy.
Scar. I thought I said Sears. I was trying to make it work. Mr. Roebuck. Sears.
See, Julie Newmar's got you all ruined, man.
I'm telling you. Between her and...
Well, when you asked me my vote, I was looking at her picture, and I was like, I voted for... I forgot everything.
Yeah.
I'm questioning some things right now.
Herman's got you all hot and bothered.
Between her and Jasmine's dad. Scar versus Randall from Monsters, Inc.
Scar.
His
own brother.
Yeah, Scar.
Patrick Star versus Oogie Boogie.
Ooh, boy.
Patrick.
I just looked up Julie Newmar. I'd like to change my vote.
I'll go Oogie Boogie.
Yeah, me too.
Versus Patrick?
Yeah.
Patrick.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang the Child Catcher versus Captain Hook.
That's a pretty good matchup there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very similar.
I like Hook.
Yeah, Hook.
I got to go. The Child Catcher is the freakiest, scariest thing out there.
I'll vote against myself. The Child Catcher is quite scary.
Okay.
I wish we'd stop saying the Child Catcher. I know that's what it's called, but I really hate hearing that.
That's a tie to you?
No, it's a tie to her.
Oh, okay.
He keeps silently voting.
Yeah, like sneaking it in there.
It's like how Phoebe texts me back.
Forget quitting. He's
I remembered voting.
Cruella DeVille versus Skeletor.
Cruella.
Yeah.
I also thought Cruella was crazy hot. Like, I hated her, but she was crazy hot. She was B. Arthur hot.
Yeah.
Scott Farkas versus the Wicked Witch of the West, who turns out to be the bad guy.
Scott Farkas.
After all.
Witch.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going well.
Anything from Sears?
You live from Sears now?
The Tough Skins.
This has felt more Mad Lib-like than the typical scene.
Yeah. Because everybody brought sex appeal into cartoons.
We didn't bring it in.
Well,
we just recognized
it. In. Yeah,
exactly. they put it in front of us.
We just happen to be living humans.
We can't fight our nature,
having
guys.
Herman Munster thrust upon us. Yikes. She wants all the time. Welcome back, DGS 425, Sweet 16 of best villains from a kid's movie or a cartoon down to the Elite Eight. Yosemite Sam versus Mr. Burns. Now it's getting serious.
Ooh, man.
Mr. Burns.
I'm going Yosemite Sam.
I think Burns is a super villain.
I gotta go Sam.
I'm gonna go Sam because Burns has won so many times on the Sweet 16.
Oh, really?
Has he? Yeah. I feel like it. So I'm going to go Sam. So it's you.
Well, just in case.
North, south, east, and west of the Pecos.
I guess I'll say Sam then.
Well, just in case. You don't got to.
Just in case.
Eric Cartman versus Scar.
Cartman.
Scar.
I mean, Scar is, I mean, he's real good.
Giving Scar another one.
I'll go Scar, yeah.
Patrick Starr from SpongeBob versus the Child Catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Child Catcher.
Patrick.
I agree with your assessment of Patrick, but the Child Catcher is an actual villain.
Yeah,
I
got to go
catcher. Child Catcher.
Cruella DeVille versus Wicked Witch of the West.
Cruella.
Don't mess with the dogs.
Cruella, yeah.
Okay, there you go. What's going on at Weber?
Wow, it's been a quick month. Goes by like lightning. You know, we've got Columbia Store has had hail, additional money off in hail, so they're having their biggest volume month in a long, long time, which is great. But everybody else, I mean, the is still doing awesome. I mean, this has been the best. I think this will end up, can't say for sure because it's only the 21st, so we still got, you know, 9 days all the way into toward the end of next week, but tracking to be the best month we've had since COVID.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. So the only way to do that is to have great great pricing, to have the vehicles there, have good selection on our pre-owned or used lot, you know, and to keep treating people right. So I would, if you're thinking about a car, check us out. I think you'll be happy with it. And I know you'll be happy with it if you come in and do business with us, as you well know.
I always wondered this. How many cars a month does a good salesperson sell?
You know, it depends upon
the deal.
Well, it depends, you know, during COVID and we didn't have many, you know, people were doing good selling 8, 9, 10, but you know, 15 to 20 somewhere in there. And I've got good salesmen that do less pretty much every, because they're maybe not talking to as many people on purpose. They have their own clientele. They don't
have their own
talk
deal
to random people and all that. But, you know, the people that really come to work and work every day and get the normal amount of people talking to them.
Do you know the most anyone's ever sold in a month?
At my store? I've had a couple people hit 50 a couple times. So
nice.
Yeah.
Quick break. Right back. DGS. DGS, we have a pregame coming up at 5:15. The game is at 6:15, correct, Wheels?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Our game here, the Sweet 16, is down to the final four. And do we still have, is the super winner still dogs?
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy. Final four of best villain from a kid's movie or a cartoon, Yosemite Sam versus Scar.
Scar.
I'm going Yosemite Sam.
I will send it to Wheeler.
Oh, no.
Because while Scar just won the best villain of all time, he has no humor.
Yeah.
Yosemite Sam.
Those are my favorite ones. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, I got to go Sam. And he also predates Scar.
Yeah.
He's what Scar's based on, really. The Child Catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang versus Cruella DeVille.
Cruella.
Cruella, just for her hotness.
Give me the child.
Leave the dogs alone.
Give me the child catcher, he says.
The child catcher's nose.
This is pretty good. Yosemite Sam versus Cruella de Vil.
Cruella.
Yosemite.
Cruella.
Ooh, Cruella wins.
Cruella wins.
Now we get the classic matchup of Cruella versus dogs.
Dogs win.
Right.
Dogs win.
Right.
I'd have taken Yosemite over dogs.
Lady.
I would have taken Yosemite or child catcher over dogs, but not Cruella. Nope. Dogs for me.
Dogs live another day. Literally.
Dogs win again.
Wheels, you were just mentioning that the line, the gambling lines on tonight's Cardinals game are a little surprising.
It's surprisingly big, yeah. You know, it's, well, I guess it's not super surprising. And I think, you know, the Braves are minus 200.
Meaning for the people like me who didn't know
so
that
meant. So if you wager 200, you win 100.
Yeah.
So that's a big favorite. Like normally a favorite in baseball would be like minus 125, maybe 115, 120. Some extreme cases, not extreme, but bigger cases. Skip was mentioning like 145.
Yeah.
That's like a solid favorite. The Braves are
big favorites.
That's
like when Kershaw goes against a rookie pitcher. Or something.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You get the minus 140.
But it's
a
little weird tonight because Fetty's not a nobody.
No.
And he's
the Braves have a worse record. Braves have a worse record than the Cardinals. They're 8-13. Cardinals are 9-13. They've been struggling, but they have a really top talent pitcher going tonight. Spencer Schwellenbach.
Does it show where it opened?
No, but I know this. It went from minus 175, 180 to, no, I'm sorry, minus 200 to minus 210 just in the 5 minutes after we talked about it. So there's more people getting in on the Braves.
What do you think's up?
I think
it's just more the way the Cardinals look this weekend.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it was started at 140 or 150, and there's so much money betting on the Braves.
Yeah, it doesn't usually move a ton in baseball because you don't have much time.
Right.
You know, they set the line last night, but I would say it's a combination of the Cardinals, the way they look this weekend, the expectation that the Braves are better than their record and that Spencer Schwellenbach's been one of the
best
pitchers.
And they're at home. And the Braves are at home.
And it's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Do you have a theory on why the Cardinals are losing on the road?
Well, they're playing teams that are better than them. I mean, Boston's better than them, and they swept them, and the Mets are better than them. So,
do we have a report yet on like difficulty of schedule?
It's not been an easy month. In fact, we talked about this at the beginning of the season, that it's a tough month. And thankfully, you did really well against Philly and Houston. Because that was part of the difficulty. You're like, man, even at home, you've got Philly and Houston. That could be rough. Thank God you did okay there and had a good week last week, because this week's been tough. And it's been every other week so far, right? Good,
right.
Bad, good, bad. So it'll level out at some point. Hopefully be good. And then I saw you coming my way.